Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
You may have noticed over the past few weeks we've had some unusually fine weather for this time of the year. Well, I say unusual. 3 years ago we had a really nice April as well. And then we had a shit summer. So realistically, you know, swings and roundabouts. You know, we could have a really bad summer like last year with very little sunshine. Ireland, by the way, went down to the top 10, number two, by the way, as the second worst place in the world for sunshine. So we have less sunshine than everywhere else in the world, apart from one other country. I think that was Iceland, actually. So, you know, it is unusual to some degree that this time of the year we would have, you know, a little bit of sunshine. And now there are days the sunshine is a bit deceiving because when in the sun, it's quite warm, but in the shade, it's still a little bit chilly. I mean, today, where I was, it was 14 degrees because I was in the car. But it was a beautiful day, really beautiful day. It's a nice day if you're sitting in the back garden, provided you're sitting in the sun, not sitting in the shade. You would get yourself a nice little tan, I imagine. Temperatures hit up to 19 degrees in some part of the country, most commonly down south. And Uisce Éireann are already asking households and business to cut back on water use. This is Ireland. Every single time we get the slightest bit of good weather and it's dry for a few days, all of a sudden, the water, can you cut back on the water? We can't handle it. I mean, the reservoirs are going to dry up, you know. And they invariably don't, by the way. Anyway, they have said that the high demand combined with low rainfall is putting pressure on the supply, especially in areas where storage is limited or the infrastructure is a bit stretched. Well, whose fault is that? That's theirs, isn't it? I mean, now we have Uisce Éireann wishing, kind of essentially wishing for rain, praying for rain. We can't even enjoy the few nice days of sunshine without worrying the water infrastructure in this country is clearly not fit for purpose. And we've all been well aware of that. There was a time, actually, where they reported when we were doing the water charges going back 8 years ago, that they reported that there was a leak in Goree and more water was leaking out of the hole into the ground than could supply the whole of Goree at the time. Like, we waste a massive amount of water through bad maintenance and pipes in this country. Meanwhile, Sinn Féin made the headlines last month by pushing legislation to scrap domestic water charges once and for all, stating that people already pay for water through general taxation. Now, that was, of course, the argument that we all made during the water charges. We're already paying tax, why you don't charge us for waters? Now, most countries do charge for water. They do actually charge for water. But should people who waste water or use way more than the average be held accountable? Is it fair that someone with a leaky tap or those that they're, you know, they water their lawn for hours on end every evening use the same free resource as some of us who don't or are more mindful of our water use? What do you think? Should there be charges for overconsumption? This was suggested by Alan Kelly TD many years ago at the time when we scrapped the water charges that, well, there should be maybe a charge, you know, for overusage. So because the meters are in the ground. Now, the meters that are in the ground, I don't even know if they work anymore. Because they had a lifespan of like 15 years or something. And because they haven't been used, like, they're probably all seized up. So they probably all have to be refitted again. Great job. Another contract for Sierra or whoever it was that did it the last time. Sierra, I think, wasn't it that did it the last time? So here's the thing. Would you be okay? Nobody wants water charges. So if the government turned around and said, okay, we're going to charge for water, but only if it's misused. In other words, that you will have, I don't know how much people use. I don't know, 100,000 litres a week. But if you go over that amount, it's considered wastage. So you get an allowance for the amount of people per head that live in your household. I imagine, I know AJ's looking it up now as I speak, whatever the average water usage for a family is in a household. I'm going to guess, AJ, I'm going to have a guess here, okay? Let me know. I'm going to say 47,000 litres. I'm going to be way off. Okay, I'm way off. Oh, 2,400 litres. Is that all? Are we dirty? Do we not have showers in this country anyway? Per week. Okay, that's per week. Okay. So here's the thing. If you go over, say, so if it's 2,400, let's say we allow 3,500, which allows for a few extra showers, an extra bath every now and again, whatever you want to do. So, you know, that's not restrictive. So if you go over 3,500, you're charged. In other words, if you're out, you know, washing the car every day and you're doing the lawn and you're just wasting water or you have a leak and you don't bother your bum fixing it, you know, that you get charged. Would you agree with that? Let me know what you think. The number, as usual, is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. One man who's definitely against water charges and was one of the head men and the spokespeople at the time for the protesters, particularly in Cork, for the water charges, was John O'Dea, regular caller to the show. John, hi, how are you?
Not too bad, and yourself?
Yeah, you know there's been a bit of a push, John, over the last year. There's been a few mentions of water charges again. It's kind of bubbling under again, isn't it?
Well, this is why, like, I mean, if you're talking about bringing in charges for overconsumption, whatever, I would be worried because, I mean, you're opening the door. If there's any kind of a charge, then we all know what's going to happen. It will affect everyone down the line. At the moment, Pastor Cork City, there's magnesium in the water. They put 40 million into the new up in the Lee Road, the new plant there for filtering water, the whole lot. And they put chemicals in there and the old pipes, all the, what was the corrosive stuff that was inside there, it just blew all the stuff out of the pipes. There's a magnesium known in the water, which is there.
Phosphorus is also a problem, yeah. A lot of phosphorus in water. Yeah.
But I mean, what they're doing, like, I mean, I think personally, they're deliberately running down the system because they say, well, look, if you really want good, clean water, you'll have to pay for it. Now, they have a plan. There's a place called the Partine Well down in Limerick, and they have a chance because the huge pipes up all around the main streets in Dublin have been touched for the decades, right? They want to pump water now from this Partine Well out of the Shannon, all the way, it's costing a fortune. They'll have to get permission from and pay money from farmers to all that, right up then to bring the water into Dublin, right? And 40% to 45% of the water pipes in Dublin are leaking into the ground. So they're going to spend all that money pumping water from the Party Mill in Limerick all the way to Dublin, right, to have it leak that 40% again, leak back into the ground from the same pipes. There's a word for that, and it's called insanity.
Oh, it is called insanity. But mind the way, we do insane things in this country all the time. We actually do things over and over again expecting a different results every time.
Yeah,
but that will never happen. It is crazy. But look, we have allowed, for decades, we have allowed the infrastructure before, you know, in fairness, you know, to Ishka Aaron, they've only been around for a little while. Oh, look, all we've done is renamed it, really, to be honest with you. But they've only been around for, what, 7 or 8 years. For decades before that, we've allowed the infrastructure to fall apart. That's our fault. Well, not our fault, personally, but that's the government's fault. They've allowed it to fall apart.
Well, the local authorities, they have enough that answer for. The same local authorities that when Irish Water, which is Ishka Aaron, right, was created, they handed over without any permission from the people of Cork or Dublin or Worcester or Waterford. All the infrastructure, the pumping stations, the filtering stations, the pipes under the ground, the pipes going into your house, were handed over by the council. Even the elected councillors are involved in this, and it should never a second happen. There was a meeting in City Hall last Monday night, or the council requested a meeting. And listen to this. This faces into the again, Ishka era, dictated the terms of that meeting. No public were allowed in the public gallery. No media were allowed in there, right? And a list of prepared questions had to be given first to Irish Water.
Well, we all know what the obvious questions will be. What are you doing about it?
Yeah, but I mean, it's not ridiculous. I mean, you have a company dictating to the elected members, the elected members of Cork City Council, who are elected by the people of Cork. They're dictating of what questions can be asked, no media and no public.
But here we are today, John. You know, we've got a few weeks of sunshine. When I say a few weeks, it's only been a week and a half, maybe 2 or 3 weeks of dry weather, essentially. And, you know, already we're seeing, you know, they're crying, saying, please don't be using your water, save your water.
Actually, there was a one on the radio today, I heard the other, I forget what station, it was moving around the station, it was either at here, it was Newtalk, one or the other. But she was a spokesperson for this girl again. And how can you conserve water now with the current spell of sunshine? I said, Jesus Christ, how did they get on in Lanzarote, like, I mean, in the Canaries and Greece and everywhere? And they have long, hot summers, like. And we get a couple of...
But how did we do it 40 years ago? Now, don't get me wrong, I know the population was smaller. But, you know, in comparison, you know, in context, but how did we do it then? Well, that's because the infrastructure was reasonably new and it wasn't falling apart. But now it's falling apart. And, you know, I just find it mind-blowing that we're in this position in 2025 that we basically need to rip the whole thing up and put it back down again. But nobody's actually doing that. Now, I know they're doing it in parts, but all they're doing is putting a hole in the bucket constantly or putting their finger in the bucket all the time. Yeah, like, so we're just fixing it as it's breaking.
Joan Collins, the TD, who lost her seat there, right? She was putting down a motion for to have a referendum on water. Not Ishkira, a referendum on the mineral itself, that it would never, ever.
Yeah, they want to make it a human right. Yeah, to make it a human right.
Yeah.
In fairness to Sinn Féin, you know, they are pushing now for legislation to scrap any domestic water charges. Now, I know commercially they charge people for water. That's okay. I can live with that. But for, you know, domestic water charges, they're pushing to scrap any legislation that might be there. Because there is legislation already there. It just hasn't been used. Because the legislation was signed by the president already going back 8 years ago.
Yeah, Micheál Martin said there in the Dáil, and he ruled out, he said there will be no referendum on Irish water, because they know, you see, if they give the people the referendum, right, the people are overwhelmingly vote, right, to have it free and in trust for the Irish people forevermore. They then can't ever charge for this.
The funniest thing I seen was a politician on the news, I can't remember who it was, on RTÉ News going back 8-9 years ago when all the hoo-ha was happening. And he was asked about the water charges, and he said he was trying to justify it. And he was saying, you know, it doesn't just fall from the sky. And I'm looking at him going, actually, it does.
But if you remember the arrogance of Phil Hogan, that time,
he was the one who started the whole thing that time.
Yeah.
And then he pissed off to Europe.
Yeah, he went live on television and he said, "Yeah, we will turn the water down to a trickle and see how Paddy likes that." Paddy was you and me, like, the cheek of that fucker, like.
Well, okay, watch your language on. Let me go to Oisín. Oisín, hi, how are you?
You bet me to be punchline, Niall, I swear to God. Yeah. It was like, do you remember that comment ages ago?
Yeah, it doesn't fall from the sky.
Does it just fall from the sky, lad? Yeah. Really? Yeah.
Yeah, it does actually fall from the sky, in case you hadn't noticed.
Oh, mate, no, that's not going to happen. Just ruin me whole night.
I'm sorry, Oisín. I'm sorry I ruined your tagline. Oisín, you know, let's be kind of fair about this. Obviously, John is on the side of under no circumstances. But some people suggest that, you know, other countries charge for water. We don't. We're one of the very few countries, actually, that don't charge for water because we're a small country, so we probably don't need to some degree. But in saying that, you know, should we be charging for overusage? In other words, you get a fair usage. And if you go over that usage, well, then you have to pay.
I've got to be honest with you. Look, you can see the practicality side of it. But what was the whole point of the fight in Irish, wherever we've all gone? Standing up.
Oh, yeah, it was best protest we've ever had. It's the best protest I've ever seen in Ireland.
Oh, damn, right.
Yeah.
I think it was Sierra. Now, look, I've seen them around my area. Everybody has. Look, they were just trying to do a job, blah, blah, blah. But it was rammed down your throat. You're having a meter, whether you like it or not. And you're having this, and you're having this, and you're having this. Ireland stood up and literally gave Irish Water at the time two fingers and the government and said, to hell with this. Absolutely not. We've enough bills to pay. And that was the best. I'm not saying it was the best. But that was the biggest protest. And it made the government, for once in their lives, kind of go, oh, hang on, listen, lads, seriously, we need to listen to this.
But even before they brought that in, do you remember, most people won't remember this, the household charge. Do you remember the household charge?
Oh, yeah, the USC or whatever it was.
Yeah, and nobody paid it. Well, some people did, unfortunately. They never got the money back. But I remember at the time, I remember we used to talk about it on the radio a lot of the time, and I did a little video for the radio station of things you could make out of the bill, like a hat. A little boat.
I don't remember that. No, you made a hat. And believe it or not, lads, it's actually quite functional.
So that's quickly disappeared, and they said that's not working. So let's do let's do a water charge. So they were trying to ingeniously come up with some way of making money.
Don't forget the property tax. I mean, which was then handed over to the revenue, the way they would definitely get their money. That was an absolute disgrace. And if they could get away with this, they would do the same with the water charges.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Because nobody in the country, I know we have to pay taxes, but I forever saying it to the lads when we meet up there like for a few drinks and talk about all this stuff. The property tax, you owned in my home. You owned your house. The other lad maybe probably owns his home as well there. But the whole thing about us, right? All of a sudden, the house that you own, paid off for over the years, right? There's a bloody langer decides to come along and put a tax on it that I didn't have to pay for something that I already owe. That should never been allowed to. And it doesn't matter whether the revenue got the thing. Oh, you can't fight the revenue. Yes, you can.
Now, I did hear at the time people saying, oh, well, look, you know, England charged property tax. They just call it rates. It's a different word. Mind you, they get a lot for their rates. They get their bins collected. They get free recycling.
They get everything.
Yeah, they get everything for that. Okay, we get nothing really. We still have to pay for our bins and all that kind of carry on. Which, by the way, we didn't have to pay for our bins years ago. That was free too. That was a new, that was a new bill as well that we all got.
That's when you used to leave out your little green recycling trays on the
I never agreed with the property. That's right, Oisin. But I never agreed with the property tax because the difference between Ireland and other countries is we pay massive amounts of income tax.
Well, in
fairness, though, you're right, because it's a bit like you've already paid the tax on your house, and then, it's a long story short, then you're charged property tax on the tax you paid.
Yeah.
And then, God forgive me for saying this, your parents die.
Yeah.
Which happens to a lot of us, unfortunately, and they leave you an inheritance or a sum, and your parents have worked 70, 80, 90, in some cases, years. They may have something, they may have nothing. And next of all, you're taxed on that as well.
If you go over a certain amount, you're taxed on.
That's correct, but your parents have already paid their tax on it. Now, I don't mean you get something for nothing. We all know you get nothing for nothing in this country or anywhere else.
I also don't agree with inheritance tax. I think it's an unfair tax.
Oh, it is, in fairness. Like, your parents have worked. I don't mean just the parents. Let's say, it sounds horrible saying that. Your sister, your brother, whatever the circumstances.
Yeah, granny, yeah, whatever,
I'm not being
glad
to say. Yeah. Whatever, yeah. And I'm not being disrespectful. And they've paid the tax. And they go, I'm going to leave Oisin this, or Aoife this, or Áine this, or I'm going to leave Ian Walker this, or I'm going to whatever, Sean Casey this.
These are very specific names, can I just say? I'm sure Ian Walker and Sean Casey are delighted out there wondering where they're going to get this money, but go on.
No, I'm sorry, I'm telling you what, I'm not taking the mickey, honestly.
Yeah, names are fictitious, can I just point out, go on.
No, they are fictitious, trust me. I have no basis to name these names on whatsoever.
I've often wondered, you know when people say Joe Bloggs and Josephine Bloggs, I've often wondered if there's somebody called Joe Bloggs. Because
you know, it wouldn't surprise me.
There has to be some in the world.
Called Joe Bloggs. I'm sure there is. Okay, no, I get you, Oisin. And then they have to pay tax on money that was always already
on
taxed.
The tax.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it is ridiculous. Getting back to the water charge. But so the suggestion by some politicians is that it's not a charge on water, that if we on average use, say, 4,500 litres, or sorry, AJ said 2,500 litres per family per week, right? That they give you a fair allowance of 4,000, which is way above what you actually need. And if you go over they charge you per litre, maybe 50 cents a litre. I'm just making up that figure, by the way. Would that be fair?
Would that be fair?
So it just avoids people taking the piss.
I've got to be honest with you. This kind of goes back again. That, look, rightfully or wrongly, I could be very wrong here. Next of all, there's more groundwork going on and there's more protests and the meters that we put in 65 million years ago aren't fit for purpose, so we need to put in some more.
It probably costs more money than we'll ever get on it.
In fairness. And then you'd be charged for the meter.
I don't know how much, maybe AJ can find out, but I don't know how much we spent back in 2000. When was it, John? 2017, 16?
Yeah,
it was 16. It was about that.
How much did we? How much did the government spend on putting those meters into the ground? It must have been
80 million.
Jesus. Yeah. And none of them were ever used. It's crazy.
It's gone to waste.
No,
literally.
No, they'll have to. What would happen now, Neil? They would have to be taken out. Otherwise, they'd have to be recalibrated, right? Put in new ones again and start from scratch. And all I can say is, trying to take out the old ones, grind, take them away. We're putting in new ones. Good luck with that.
Over your dead body. Okay, well, hold on for a second. Stay there, John and Oisin. I'm going to come to Joseph and Sean straight after the break. The question I'm asking is, obviously, you know, in Ireland, the first time we get a bit of sunshine for a few days, all of a sudden they're giving out, we don't have enough water anymore. You just have to cut back. Stop using your hoses. Don't be cleaning your car. Don't be washing your lawn. All that. Don't be filling your kids' paddling pools. So, just save the water. Anyway, would you mind if we had water charges, don't jump off your seat, but they allowed for over the average use of water and you're only charged for wasting water? Because you know there are people out there who waste water. There just are. And there are people who have leaking pipes and don't bother fixing them. They're out of the back garden or whatever. The number is 087-188-0008. Would that be a fair thing to do, to charge for overuse? Well, before I go any further, can I just say a big thank you to Caroline Murphy Higgins, who sent me, do you remember the other night I mentioned that I couldn't get the Cadbury snacks and I had to order them on Amazon? But Caroline kindly went and bought some and sent them in to me. Caroline, you're a dream. I will thoroughly enjoy them. Trust me, I love eating them. I love eating them in, I shouldn't really eat them in bed because you get crumbs, but I love eating them in bed because you feel like you're stealing them. Do you know? They're lovely. They're just like a little snack. They're lovely. Anyway, let me go to Joseph. Joseph, hi, how are you?
Hi, Dan, how are you?
Good. Joseph, sorry, your phone line is a little bit dicky there, but here, either way, I mean, would you agree with a water charge in sometime in the future that just covered wastage?
No, I'll tell you where I'm coming from. You see, balls it up at the time. They protested the water. And, of course, they always pick the wrong issue. They're communists. They want everything for free. It was the property tax that should have been fought tooth and nail, because that's private property theft. You don't own your home anymore now because of property tax.
Yeah, you do pay a tax on it. Well, you do own it, but you pay a tax. You're paying a tax for the privilege of owning it. Yeah.
No. If you own a lease on a car, do you own the car?
Well, you do, yeah, but you have to pay tax.
No. If you owe a lease, if you have to make a payment on a car every month...
Don't own the car. You don't only pay the final payment. Well, yeah.
Yeah. There's no final payment on your property tax, so you don't own your property anymore.
But hang on. No, I'm giving you a comparison. If you buy a car privately tomorrow with your own money, you still have to pay motor tax
to use the
car.
That's supposed to be for the roads.
Yeah, I know. Look, I'm not disagreeing with you, by the way. I never agreed with property tax. I'm not disagreeing with you, but I'm only giving you the reasons.
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying, but the reality is, the deal is, but of course the government, being the shower of criminals that they are, and squandering our money, you pay road tax for the roads. You pay tax on the car when it comes in. That's worth it. The reality is, it was property tax that you fought tooth and nail, because that now means you no longer own your house. Government can take it if you ever fall into financial difficulty.
Well, no, if you don't pay your property tax, what happens is it builds up over time and they put a lien on your house.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. But so you're they're never going to take your house off you, but if you ever go to sell it, you have to pay back the property tax you owe.
Yeah,
okay. Joseph, it's very, I don't know if you're in the bad room or something. Your phone is just constantly breaking up there. But hang on, let me just ask John very quickly about what you said. John, Joseph was saying anybody who, you know, objected to the water tax, they were objecting to the wrong thing. You should have been fighting tooth and nail against the property tax. And essentially, you're just communists who want everything for free.
Well, I did mention the property tax and said it should have been fought tooth and nail against it, right? But you were talking about a car and a house. The thing is, if you bought a new car and you put it in your driveway and you didn't insure it, you didn't tax it, right? You didn't bring it out on the road, you would never again have to pay anything on that car if you bought it cash on the line.
Yeah.
But with your house that you already owned, you almost continuously pay property tax.
Yeah, but according to the government, I'm only giving you their response or their response is, the property tax covers maintenance, service, you know, fixing the footpath outside your road, paying for the street lights, and all those services that are provided to your home.
That's grand.
The same way as if you bring the car out, you have to pay motor tax, and the purpose of that is that you're paying for the use of the road. That has to be maintained.
Of course, but I mean, the property tax, like the water should, if when we're paying property tax, and unfortunately, as I said, there was not a fight against it. And look, I could go into the different parties.
There was a bit of a fight against it. There were a few protests, but it just didn't work out. Sorry, Joseph, are you back there? Oh, no. Unfortunately, we've lost Joseph. His phone just isn't coming through to us at all. Let me go to Sean. Sean, hi, how are you?
How you doing, Noel? How are you?
Sean, just in relation to the water charge, if I could get back to that, would you have an objection? Like, you probably would never have to pay it unless you wasted water.
No, we would, of course. And I agree with John there earlier on. And, you know, that would be, you know, another loophole in for the, you know, Ishka Erden, as they call themselves.
Mm.
And they have a cheek to call themselves that as well, I suppose. But the fact of the matter is that they would have a loophole into, you know, hitting everybody else then. Oh, you're overusing. And you know, there's one person that's, you know, haven't overused, and there's one person that has overused. You know, the fact of the matter is, Noel, like, I buy bottled water. And I'm like, you know, everybody else. Not everybody else, I suppose, but I'm like a lot of people in this country. I wouldn't drink that water out of that tap.
No, I don't either. I buy bottled water. It's cheap. Yeah.
Absolutely. because it's absolutely...
Mind you, the bottle, the cheap bottle of water...
water.
But the cheap bottle of water you're buying is probably out of a tap anyway, but go on. So it's a nicer tap.
Sure, look, at least it goes for filtration. Now, I had a filtration system. I did. Mm. I got a filtration system in and it cost me $2,000. And the fact of the matter is, I couldn't keep up with it. Because your man came out, you know, one of these guys there, you get them off. Look, you done me a great deal at the start. But you want to see the filtration, you want to see the filters he was showing me.
Yeah.
The dirted water. And I was like, that's it.
Well, and why was it too expensive to keep replacing the filters all the time?
It was too expensive at that. And here's the thing now. Even at seeing the filters, I didn't trust it myself. And I said, that's the end of that. It's all right for washing, you know, or the dishwasher or the washing machine, maybe. But never was I going to consume that or any of my family. And that's why we stick the bottled water.
That's fair enough.
You know, I buy all the, you know.
Yeah, but you still use water in the toilet, you use it in the shower, you use it in the bath.
That's all it's worth. That's all it's worth.
But that's the main intention of it. It's domestic water.
But that's all it's worth now. You see, we should have a water. If you're going to be paying for the water, yeah, it should be drinkable here in Ireland.
Hold on. To be fair, Irish water is probably more drinkable than most places in Europe.
Well, that's
you try okay. drink. You try but drinking the water in Spain and see what happens to you. You know what I mean?
The smell of it. You want to see, Niall, I've seen it. It came. You've seen it everywhere. But I even highlighted it there on the internet one day. It was absolutely brown. And I'm like, and I put it all over TikTok. I put it everywhere. I said, look at this. He wanted us to pay for this. If they ever tried this, Niall, it was one of the. Now, and here, you know, I got to give it to Joe there on there. Fair play to him. You know, everything that we do, Niall, everything, the minute we get up out of bed in the morning, whether it's go for petrol, go for a breakfast roll, buy a packet of cigarettes, no matter what it is,
everything is taxed.
Yeah. We all know that, right? You know, and I don't need to point that out to everybody else, you know, it's everything is. But the fact of the matter is, you have got a good point. Is your house your house? Because if you fall back, and I know this for a fact, anyway, that in an old dear, a friend of a friend of ours there, her husband passed away a good few years ago. You know, not many family there, you know, this, that, the other. They went great off, just falling behind on our house.
And the mortgage.
Tax. No, the house tax.
Oh, the property tax,
the fact
yeah.
of the matter is, she couldn't, you know, and it built up over the years and over the years and over the years. As you said,
it would have to be, you know, for the property tax lien or judgment to be more than the value of a house, it would have to be either a very cheap house or over a long, long time.
Well, Niall, I want to say this, Niall.
On average, property tax is about 450, 500 grand, right?
It doesn't matter, Niall.
I don't agree. I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm just saying, to build up more than the value of a house, it must be a long time.
Here's the thing, right? This old dear has worked, and our husband has worked every day of our life to get that house, okay? And they paid for that house, man. They paid for that land. And how fucking dear the country, you know, this scumbag government, you know, they get away with too much, Niall. And that's the problem here. And they go and tax him and her on their own property, you know, and think that they have a right to do that. And then, and only then, when she died, then it was paid. Obviously, as you said, the house was sold off, and it was whatever way it went.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, it shouldn't be this way now. You know, we're letting the government away with too many things. You've seen what happened with the Jobstown protesters up there in Jobstown that time.
Yeah, with Joan Burton. Yeah,
And
let's not talk about that because it ended up in court and it was all sorts of shenanigans. So let's not talk about it. But yeah, it was crazy. It was a crazy protest. Sean, stay there with John for a second. Let me just go to Billy. Billy, hi. Well, hang on, Sean. Billy, hi. How are you?
Oh, Niall, I'm getting ready for a fight, I think.
Oh, okay. Go for it.
Yes, we should charge for excess water use, Niall.
Hmm.
Why should the likes of, and I don't know if the man does or not, but Michael O'Leary hypothetically has a swimming pool in the house.
Which he has to top it up every now and again, yeah.
Why should Michael O'Leary be able to fill his swimming pool and not pay a penny?
Not everyone has a swimming pool.
So?
Say again?
I said not everyone has a swimming pool.
No, John, not everyone has a swimming pool. But, John, are you using 2,500 litres a week in water?
Did you not just hear what I said?
No, Sean, hang on, please. I can only hear one voice at a time. Sorry, John, you can reply to Billy. Do you use two? John, you wouldn't use 2,500 litres of water a week.
No, but the fact is, you see, like, once you start paying for it in any way, we all know what's going to happen. It will trickle down, and we saw what happened across the water with Thames Water and everything. There was investors got millions out of it, Chinese investors, the whole lot. It's no a complete disaster. And no,
and John, I agree with you. Thames Water is a disaster, John. And Irish Water should be put into the constitution that it can never be sold off to private interests, and it should be held.
That's right. As 100% agree with you.
100%.
Yeah, I would agree with that too.
But John, I do think we should pay for water. I know the comment has been made that water falls from the sky.
But it has to be filtered. I know it has to be filtered. Yes.
If you want to put a water butt out your back garden and collect the water and take yourself off the network, and you know, use that as your wastewater for your toilet or for your shower or whatever else, more power to you. But water needs to be treated. The vast majority of the water system...
Please, one at a time. Let him finish.
The vast majority of the water system and infrastructure in this country was built in the 1800s, and it is decaying. And in the last couple of weeks, it has been announced that the government's plan to build 300,000 additional houses in this country by 2030 is going to be hampered because they cannot make enough water connections onto the network because the capacity simply is not there.
Can I say something?
We should be paying for water is because if Irish Water cannot go and borrow to build the infrastructure and pay it back over
long. To be fair, we wasted 90 million on meters, which could have been spent on the infrastructure. But anyway, want to say something there to Billy? Go ahead.
Yeah, what's that gentleman's name there?
Billy,
how you doing, Billy? How are you? And Billy, you know, well, here's the thing, Billy, right? Okay, you have the likes of me and a lot of people in this country, right, that actually buy their own water from a supermarket, okay? Mm-hmm. As I said to you, Billy, we're not overusing the water. We're using it for the washing machine. As Niall said and pointed out, we probably flush the toilet out, I don't know how many times a day. I'm not going to get into it. But the fact of the matter is, we're not overusing the water. You want to bring swimming pools, and Michael O'Leary into it. Look, you missed this point completely. The fact of the matter is, Billy, hold on for a minute, Billy. Can I just say something? The government of Ireland already, and you know this, Billy, as well as I know, right? They're just squandering money, okay? They're giving it away to countries, okay? And Ukraine and this, that, you know.
Yeah, you're digressing now. You're digressing a little bit. I'm not disagreeing with you. You should be spending money on the infrastructure.
That's not a spade. The money could be spent here now. But here's the thing. I will say this to Billy. Billy, the fact of the matter is, you can't be passing this on. We're paying enough taxes as it is, Billy.
Are you serious, Billy? Can I ask you a question, John?
How much
do you spend on bottled water a week?
Jesus Christ, Billy.
No, he's asked you a question. You don't keep mentioning his name. How much do you spend on bottled water every week?
Here now. It would be at least... I've got to totter it up now. So 62 litres costs me about €5. So about €15 a week, Billy.
€15 a week, right?
Yeah, I spend about a tenner. Yeah.
Over a period of a year, that's costing you about €500, yeah?
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay. So would you not rather spend €500 on the guarantee that the water coming into your house will be...
To be fair, Billy, the water coming into his house should be fit for drinking purposes.
It is, of course. Well, I don't know what area you live in, Sean.
I remember doing a show on this one day, Billy, and somebody opened up a Pandora's box. People were sending in photographs of the water on their tap. And yeah, some places the water was brown. Brown.
Spiridium in the water. There has been issues with water quality in Ireland. There's no one denying that. But Niall, what is for sure is those issues are going to be exacerbated and get worse over the next couple of years.
But here's the problem. I remember at the time of the water charges, right? The time of the water charges. I give you an example. There was somebody whose pipe running from the front of the road up their garden into their house was leaking under the ground. For years, they didn't know it was leaking. 40% of the water was going into the ground. They didn't know it was leaking. They never dug up their garden to find out. And Ishka, or what do you call it, Ishka Era at the time, or Erin at the time, turned around and said, that's their responsibility, not ours. They have to pay for that.
Well, if it's on their property, it is their responsibility.
But in saying that, if 40% roughly of the water in Dublin is leaking into the ground, which is what they say, that means a lot of houses have pipes that are running into their houses that have been there 50, 70, 80 years.
a lot of those pipes are you know, gunmetal pipes, or they're old pipes that have just...
We know that, Billy. Yeah. We know that. We all know that, Billy.
So if you brought in a bill, they'd be charged if they overused water.
Niall, hold on a second. If the cistern in my attic goes tonight and leaks all over the house, that's on my property. I am responsible. Irish Water.
But that's different. You know about the cistern. You can see it leaking. You could have a pipe under the ground out your back garden leaking
Irish
for years and you wouldn't know.
Yeah, but Irish Water has now told this person.
Billy, stop messing, Billy. Billy, you're messing us around and you're annoying everybody now, Billy.
Well, he isn't.
You haven't got a point to stand on. You haven't got a leg to stand on, Billy. Please stop it.
Okay, I have to take a break anyway. But Billy, just in relation to what you believe is the right charge, I want to just keep John there, and what you believe is the right charge. Do you believe in charging for domestic water? In America, by the way, you get two water bills. One is for domestic and one is for outside utility. You get two separate bills. So the utility is for your sprinklers, your swimming pools and all that kind of stuff. Domestic is for the internal inside your house. But do you think we should be paying for water, even if we're just using the 2,400, like a minimal amount, a bill of maybe, I don't know, 150 a year?
Niall, I think it's a case, Niall, that it should be, if you're using excessive water,
okay,
you should be charged.
Okay, well, hold on. Stay there, Billy and John, for a second. I'm going to go to Paolo after the break. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Before I go to Paolo, John, in principle, what's wrong with what Billy's saying? I understand your fear is, once you bring it in, and by the way, the legislation is already there. It's signed by the president. It was back in 2017, so it's already there. They just have to reenact it. So once you bring in a water charge, your fear is that the 2,400 litres or the 4,000, if they allow you a good bit, would be reduced over time. The charge per litre will go up over time. That's your fear, is it?
It is, yeah. And you see, look, what we told people at the early start on the doors, and we had our own campaigning, like in the public meetings they called. Your whole idea, agenda was here to take all the infrastructure, take all anything to do with water away from the councils, right, hand it over to Irish Water, and eventually it was going to be privatised, like what happened across the water. And you would then, if this, the campaign hadn't happened that time and took over the whole country, right, you would now be paying well over €1,000 a year for your water. This country, up to now, is awash with corporation tax.
Pardon the pun.
If they plowed millions, and we want this again because we all know what's going to happen. This country in one couple of years could be a bloody wasteland. That money, a huge portion of it, should be put into the water and then come back to the people. And if you want to say, look, we improved the system now, you have a pristine system now, we're going to add so much onto the property tax, whatever.
But you're making it sound really... But what you're doing there now, John, it's like our housing crisis. And people say, oh, all we need to do is build houses. That's easier said than done. You need people to do that. And as Billy rightly mentioned, most of the system is down there since the 18th century. A lot of it in the last 60 or 70 years. It's rotten.
But I mean,
it's fallen apart.
That's not the people's fault.
No, I know it's
not.
But the government... Look, but we should have been out there campaigning back in the 1970s and 80s demanding the government updated the system. But we didn't. Yes, sir. Sorry, Billy, go ahead.
We had rates for water up until, I think it was 1977.
Mm-hmm.
When the Jackson government took it off.
Yeah.
The Fianna Fáil government campaigned to remove it and tap it on to motor tax to win a bloody election. Yeah. We had water rates. This isn't new. This isn't like we're reinventing the bloody wheel. You know, they should have never been gotten rid of.
That was just a blanket tax, mind you. It was just
a fee.
Yeah.
But Niall, at least it was something that put money into water infrastructure. And to be fair, John, sorry, John, just one more point, and I'll shut up and let you talk. Right? Yeah. Problem that you had with the individual county councils and local authorities, and I know someone who worked in them, is that every county council was different. Every county council had their own individual way of doing things, which means you had 32 different, or 28 or something different water infrastructure systems throughout the country, and every one of them was different. Every one of them had its own treatment plants. Every one of them had different suppliers for different chemicals. It was a bloody basket case. So bringing it all under one, unifying the system for economies of scale made a lot of sense.
But what you're saying, Billy, is like every time something happens in this country or something goes wrong, it's passed the cost onto the people. And you can't keep doing that. You know what I mean?
Niall,
so you're saying this problem.
The people are the consumers, Niall. You know, the people consume the water. This is a consumption.
It's a service. It's like a service.
But it's not a service, Niall. It's like, well, it is a service. Sorry, it is a service. But you consume it. Same way as your petrol station is a service.
Nah, no.
You consume the petrol.
You don't need petrol.
You have a car, you do.
No, you don't need a car. I'm just saying,
you don't need it.
I know
you need water, Niall, but it's a case that you're still consuming it. It is something that you need food. You have to pay the provider of the food. You don't get it for free.
But all that's doing is just burdening the people who are already struggling with the cost of living with another bill.
But Niall, if we have an allowance there that is a fair allowance, and people pay when they go over that allowance,
can you trust them, right? I personally don't trust them, right, because it's the way this thing was brought in. It came very, very shortly on the back of the property tax. They got away with that, and then they said, let's go for the water now. And that's why people railed up, because they said, fuck me, we have enough fucking expense now. They're out to put a tax on my home they didn't have before. Now they want me to pay for water? I just don't trust them. If you said it was 500 a year or whatever, it won't remain. I don't trust them.
Okay, stay there, Billy and John. I need to go to Paolo. Paolo, hi, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, Paolo. Paolo, would you have an issue paying for water?
No, I don't. No, I don't. Absolutely. As you know, I am Portuguese, and in Portugal we pay water, and the water is not cheap. We have water meters that we have to pay as well. Like in the parish that I live, I pay just for the water meters. I pay 98 euros, and then I'll pay like 30 euros per month in the water.
Okay.
Is he paying property tax as well now?
I don't know. Do you pay property tax, Paolo, in Portugal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's two charges.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. And John, most of Europe and most of the world is the same.
Portugal is the country of the taxes. We pay taxes for everything. I was very surprised when I arrived here, and the first month I get the receipt for the light and I said, what about the water? You don't pay water here. Yeah, it's true that in this country it's raining a lot, but it's not raining a lot, because if we make the comparison between Ireland and Portugal, for instance, in Portugal the only difference is that we have loads of rain and stormy rain with floods and so on during the winter, and in the summer we have loads of hot and the sun and
dry weather.
And the dry weather will raise the all the water that was in the storage. Here we have rain all over the year, but yeah, as you say, if we have someone that is overspending the water, why not? Yeah, it's only fair that if I spend like 20 liters of water and my neighbor spends 200 liters of water, yeah, it's only fair that you will pay for the water that is
you're wasting,
consuming. Yeah, why not?
See, a lot of people do agree with the wastage. They don't agree with a flat charge, John, but they do agree with wastage.
I know, but you see, the problem is once you bring in a charge, it opens the door. And basically,
I'm aware of that. Yeah.
After John, what we went through the last time, basically, there is no trust there, like me, with these people.
Can I ask you a question?
Well, actually, before you ask them a question, I'm just curious. Paolo, what's the income tax rate in Portugal? Income tax. How much income tax do you pay in the euro?
For the water?
No, just in your income tax.
For your wages? 25%.
See? Now, the difference is, in Ireland we pay a lot more than that. So isn't this the argument, Billy, that at the time was, why should we pay for water in these services when we're paying a massive amount of income tax and PRSI in our wages? Whereas in Portugal, as Paolo rightly pointed out, the income tax rate is much lower. Now, I know the wages are much lower, too.
Okay, and I'll take Portugal out of the equation. Let's go to Sweden, where the income tax is higher, and they also pay water charges. You know, you can make a case anywhere, and I can counter it with, if you want to go down to
Sweden is a very well-run country, by the way, can I point out?
Pretty much every country, Niall, that I have visited in the last couple of years have all paid water charges.
Mm-hmm.
We're the outlier here, like.
We are the outlier, and you know, I mentioned already in America you not only have one bill, you have two bills, two water bills
and
in America.
You have three bills because in America you have your property tax as well, and the property tax in America is quite punitive compared to what we're paying here.
Depending on the state you're in,
in most states,
yeah, it's reasonably high. I mean, you'd be paying $2,000 at least.
And I do find it absolutely hilarious that the likes of People Before Profit, so-called socialist party, are complaining about the introduction of water charges and property tax, which is there to really, you know, give good water infrastructure and to also have a tax.
I just find really for the people of Ireland who are already struggling, and we've seen the cost of living rise so much in the last 10 years in particular, you know, that adding another bill, you know, there's a lot of stuff that we're paying for now that we used to get for free, i.e. the bins, the property, all that kind of stuff was free.
If we're paying property tax, the bin should be included in that. Same as your light.
They should be.
John. And John, maybe you should be going out and protesting and getting that included.
Yeah, because if you go to Northern Ireland, you pay your rates, which are roughly around the same cost as property tax, maybe a little bit more expensive, but they get included in that, the use of recycling centres, their bins. Mm-hmm. If you have large objects, you want them collected, you ring the council and they'll come out for £30 and they'll collect large items. You know what I mean? So there's a lot, you get a lot for your property tax or your rates. Now, it's still a lot of money that you'd pay out. Anyway, I'm going to have to, Catherine, sorry, I'm not going to get to you before the break. I do apologise. And Billy, if you want to come back on after the break, or John, you're welcome to. I have to go to a break, but I'm going to continue this for about 10 or 15 minutes after the break because there's so many people want to get on and talk about it. But I'm just going to delay the next topic a little bit because so many people want to talk about this. The water charges is always a contentious issue. And the question I'm asking you is, Sinn Féin have already said they want to push for legislation to make sure domestic water charges are got rid of once and for all. The idea of even domestic water charges. Whereas we're now seeing that Irish Water, Iscairn, are basically saying, oh, you need to stop using water. We've had good weather. You know, the usual Irish crap. A few days of good weather and all of a sudden we're all gone dry. We need to stop using water. So should there be a charge for overconsumption of water? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0000. All right, welcome back. Now, we are talking about water charges. Yeah, I thought we'd never talk about water charges again after 7 years ago when we talked about it nearly every single night. But it's back in the news. And the reason it's kind of back in the news is because the spate of good weather that we've had has caused, you know, obviously the reservoirs are getting a little bit low. So Iscairn have put out an appeal for people to, you know, enjoy the few days, etc., etc. But can you cut back on using water? Now, this has brought, of course, you know, the story Sinn Féin made the headlines last month by pushing legislation to scrap domestic water charges once and for all. Remember, of course, the legislation for domestic water charges was already signed in by the president going back in 2017. I think it was 2017. Which means they only have to be reenacted. I don't think they have to be signed again. I could be completely wrong, but I don't think they have to be signed again. So should we have legislation to completely ban outright any suggestion of charging for water? Or as some politicians believe, and Billy believes, should we have a bill based on fair usage? And I'll give you an example. You're using the internet on your phone on a regular basis. Whether you know it or not, your provider has what they call a fair usage policy. Now, those fair usage policies have increased over the years, obviously, because we use the internet an awful lot more. But going back a few years ago, they were quite low. But still very few people ever got charged. There's still a fair usage policy on your bill. And that means if you go over a certain amount, I don't know, 20 gigabytes, which you'd probably never do, you will be charged. In other words, you start sort of streaming nonstop or downloading nonstop on your computer, whatever it is. Eventually, you know, they will cop on and they go, hold on for a second here. You're using more than the average person. You must be using it for some sort of commercial purposes. And we're going to charge you extra. That's all Billy is suggesting for water. That if you're wasting it, or you're allowing a pipe to leak without maintaining it, or you're constantly filling a swimming pool because you're wealthy, that you should be paying for water. Let me go to Catherine. Catherine, hi, how are you?
How are you, Niall?
I'm good.
Well, I can't be blamed on using. I can't get water. The pipes outside my home, the six on this block, houses, and I'm sharing with the girl next door. So if I put my washing machine on, hose goes off.
Oh,
vice versa.
Oh, no.
Vice versa. And the drinking water takes me 10 minutes to fill a kettle.
Oh, no. So the water pressure is down. The pressure is gone.
Down. It's like that years. So I've been told from Billy to Jack. Now I've got a couple of blocks. front garden. And of course, they said, once it's behind your wall, it's your problem.
It's your problem. So there's obviously a leak.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and it went from one inspector to another, to another, to another. The water is brown. Disgusting.
Well, the reason it's brown and disgusting is there's a hole in the pipe. And the soil is going into the pipe as well. And obviously,
I thought that was copper or lead or whatever.
Most of them are kind of gunmetal. I think that's what they kind of changed a lot of them 2 years and
years ago. Yeah, because you were testing my water for lead, you know. As
well, yeah, they're probably lead. You're probably right. Yeah.
And they disintegrate over time.
Yeah. So your pipe.
Can I ask how old is your house?
Yeah.
I'm 40 years in it, so it would be about 70.
Yeah.
70 years, so it's probably lead pipes into the house, and over time they will disintegrate, unfortunately.
Yeah, so there's probably a massive big hole somewhere in the pipe where the water is running through
the ground. And I'm not even checking, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, the girl next door, I broke two wash machines because she has hose on and I spin on the program over the go. And two wash machines have broke.
Have you been on to Ishka Aaron about it?
Of course I have.
Yeah, their response is it's your problem.
My problem because it's behind the boundary wall.
Right. Okay. And that's tough.
And I don't mind people should be paying for excess water. Now, today I see washing cars, washing paths, washing nearly the road. You know?
Yeah. I mean, if you want to wash your car, you can go down to places that have those steam cleaners. They're paying commercial. Yeah, they pay commercial rates.
Down the road, it's only about 10 or less, €5.
Yeah,
you know,
and then they're paying more for water. Because they pay a water charge because it's commercial.
Definitely, yeah. I know that. Yeah.
So how are you going to sort out your problem if you can't afford to fix it? You're not.
Well, the way it is now, I put copper block. We've sown dead 3,000 in the garden. Now they said at one time they dig her up. I said, oh, fine, and put it
back down again.
one went from one to the other department to the other department to the other one, and I'm still the same. Still the same, still waiting 10 minutes to fill a kettle. Can't put the wash machine on if the girl next door has it on because it branches off into hers and mine.
So does she have responsibility as well then between you?
Between us, yeah.
Yeah, so the same pipe
and
comes in.
And it costs something like 5,000. Now, I'd be willing to give it 2,500, but she won't. She's very ill, the lady.
Yeah,
you know?
I can understand that. Yeah, she wouldn't have the money.
And she wouldn't have it. She's only one daughter. Well, I have a good family. You know,
but leave it. I'm sorry to hear about that. And that's a huge problem you have there. I don't know how you're going to resolve that issue. And I believe in your situation, the council should certainly step in. Particularly, are you over 65, Catherine?
I'm 78, 77.
Oh, well, there you go. Good woman. You don't sound that old. Anyway, at your age, I believe the council should step in and help out in some
way.
Yeah, because you're only on a pension. You couldn't be expected to afford that. But okay, so here's the other thing. But you do agree with Billy that there should be a water charge for people who waste water.
Yes, I do. Not because of me. I do agree. For excess water, yes, it should be charged.
What should happen in cases like Catherine's, which I mentioned earlier on? There's so many houses that have leaking pipes under the ground. And for a lot of those people, they're in older houses. So the majority of those people are probably over 65, or a lot of them would be, certainly. They can't afford it.
Niall, like, pensioners are a kind of a special case here in Ireland. I would say in Ireland that we are quite good to pensioners in the most part. I would be in favour of, like, you know, I'm not sure. And since this Garen came into existence, I don't know how many water services people are left in the local authorities. But maybe it should be a case that the local authority is doing that as part of the property tax that people are paying, that the local authority would look at taking care of that from Ishka Aaron. So,
yeah. Yeah, I think they should be helped.
I'm not a politician now. I can't make policy, but in my mind, that would be logical where the property tax is being paid, you know, the maintenance of the property or elements like that should be taken care of as part of that property tax.
Yeah, couldn't agree with you more. Stay there, Catherine and Billy. Let me go to another John.
Okay.
John, hi, how are you?
Good evening, Niall. John here in Galway.
John in Galway. Yeah. Okay, John, do you agree with water charges?
No, I do and I don't. I'm going to put it to you this way. If I was Taoiseach or whatever the government, I believe that regarding water charges, the wastage of water is the problem. I would put, if I had my way in the morning, I'd have a meter in every house in the country. I know that's controversial, but I would have a meter to regulate the water and to see. I have
to regulate the water, not just measure it, to regulate it.
To measure it and to know where it's going.
Okay, you know, you said the word regulate, which is a bit of a difference. That kind of suggests cutting it off at a certain point.
Okay, sorry. I have an acquaintance who's on Job Seekers. He has a yard. He's power washing cars for garages all around the city. The garages bring the cars up, they pay cash. So he's using thousands of litres of water every week. Nobody knows about it. It's an under...
Yeah, it's a black market, yeah.
A black market. So, and that's, he's one example now. He has a few young lads there. They're all getting their few bob off the dole or whatever. And they have a yard and they're washing cars. Then you have a previous employer of mine 20 years ago. He had a 20-metre pool and a 12-seater jacuzzi. He could fill that up once a week from the local authority. And there's no meter in his house. So he could fill it up every day. He could just waste the water. And there's no accountability for that water. What I would like to see is, in the Constitution, we put it, everybody is entitled, every citizen, if there's four people in your house, those four people are entitled to a certain amount of water, a really above average. So they're never really going to have to pay for water unless they waste it. Mm. And there's a meter on that building so that we know that that building is using X amount of water and there's X amount of people in it. And we're blaming Irish Water. Now, if I had, in the morning, if I had my way, I'd disband Irish Water and I'd start from scratch again.
But that's what they did, isn't it? When they brought Irish Water in, they disbanded the councils and started up Irish Water from scratch.
The councils weren't very good either.
They took control, yeah.
The councils were there for 100 years and they didn't upgrade the pipes. We had lead pipes.
Well, that wasn't Irish Water. Or, well, it wasn't Iscairn, no. Yeah.
Yeah, that was before...
Yeah, with the local councils, yeah.
Yeah, they didn't... It's the government's fault. They didn't upgrade the pipes. We had lead pipes in. We had every sort of thing. And now Irish Water took it over. They took over a mess, but they are a mess themselves. But what I'd like to see is, first of all, we put in meters in all the houses, and then we get somebody in that's able to control this mess and sort it out and not have people... Everybody is entitled to water and a good amount of water. But the people that are abusing it, the people, I can turn on my tap and leave it on 24/7.
Yep.
And nobody's going to say anything. Nobody's going to know.
No.
But if you have a meter, and I don't want...
Well, it's the only service that you can legally waste. Do you know what I mean? You can't turn on your internet and be constantly streaming or you'll get charged extra.
Yeah. I had a boss over 10 years ago. I was a facilities manager and I had my boss go over from England and he couldn't believe he moved into Galway here. He did the apartment. He was going on for everyone. He's trying to pay for the water. He says, who do I pay here? And I says, no, we don't pay for water in Ireland. He had been in France. He'd been in America, everywhere. And he had to pay big money, really big money for his water.
Mm-hmm. No, I know. Some countries charge a lot of money for water. Yep, I'm aware of that.
Now, another thing about they were talking, John and the lads were talking earlier on. I don't want to make people laugh now here, but in the west of Ireland, most of the water in Ireland is landing in the west. You have the Shannon, and you have 44,000 acres of the Corrib, and you have the big, big Shannon, and you have all the water. Athenry in Galway is the heaviest rainfall in the country. So we have all the water. And then we have a huge population in the east, in Dublin, probably 20% of more of the people.
More, yes, more.
Or dry, right? But all the rednecks in the west, they nervous wash ourselves over here. Like, you know, we don't use the water. So I believe we should have pipes, like the people say it's going to cost an awful lot of money.
It would cost a lot of money.
If you put
they've already suggested that, running pipes from Limerick right up to Dublin, yeah.
Yeah, but we bury it under the farms, they're buried under the ground, and we put big reservoirs. this is for the future. I'm not thinking about now, but in
Billy, is, when, hold on, when, Billy, is that even a plausible idea? I mean, that was the suggestion, wasn't it?
It's a plausible idea, Niall. And
it's a big, ambitious idea, isn't it?
In fairness, Niall, with the amount of, like, the population growth that's happening in Dublin and the demand for additional housing, as I said earlier on, there's not enough capacity in the water network to connect the houses that they want to build in the next 5 years.
No, they're never going to get it from Pula Vuca, that's for sure. Yeah.
And that's the issue. So they're going to have to get it from somewhere, Niall. And
so where I'm not sure, I'm not the expert in water, so I know most of our water comes from Pula Vuca, but where does the rest come from?
Each county, Niall, would have its own source. So I'm not sure with Dublin where the rest of it is coming from. We're quite lucky to have an abundance of water. Other countries have had to invest in things like desalination and all that, taking seawater and taking
That's what they do in the Canaries, obviously. That's a really expensive process. Really expensive
process.
It is, process.
And that's why they have to pay for water there and why it's expensive. But it's a case. Here, we have to treat it. We're lucky that we have a surplus of water in the country.
But we've about 300 days of rain every year, so, you know.
Well, even
water is in the west. You need to transfer the water in the Corrib, in the Shannon, get the water. Concrete pipes don't cost that much. A few pumps on the Shannon, a few pumps in the Corrib, and big 4 foot, big sewage pipes, and just keep the reservoir, big reservoir off Dublin, massive reservoir. And in the wintertime, when all the rain is coming in here in Lennon and Galway and washing us all out and flooding the fucking whole west of Ireland, send it over to fucking Dublin, like, we can hear all this topic. That is out in the street because it's dry, like. You know?
Okay, well, hang on a second. Let me just go to Dermot as well because I need to wrap this up. Dermot, hi, how are you?
Not too bad, Niall. How are you?
Good. Now, you want to talk about the water quality. Yeah.
Yeah, well, off the north side of Cork City, if you understand the kind of area of Cork City, up the north side.
Oh, I got a geography lesson. I got a geography lesson the other night off somebody about the north side of Cork. But go on, yeah. Go on.
They have brown water, like. It's unbelievable. And they're after building a plant there straight across the road from me on the Lee Road. And I think they spent 46 million on it or something. And the quality of the water up there. They're buying water in supermarkets because they can't even wash their kids in it.
Most likely the reason for brown water is that there's a damaged pipe. A mains. If it's in the whole area, it's a mains pipe somewhere that's broken. So basically the soil is getting into it.
All right, I'll give you a good one. What I do is I'd get every neighbour to tie a hose onto every tap and put it back onto the road. And leave it flow down back into them.
And what use is that going to be?
It'll make them cough themselves on.
Will it? Really?
I don't know. But somebody has to do something.
But no one's suggesting if you're getting brown water, if there's cryptosporidium in the water, if it's on potable water, you shouldn't be paying for it. There's no one debating that. But what you're advocating for there is just wasting water.
But you're the problem there.
Like there's other ways to deal with this than just wasting what's coming out of the tap and pouring it back down the road to them. That's idiotic.
All right, I'll give you another example. What they're after doing now with the convention centre in Cork City.
They're after building
a bridge to go across to the convention centre that has been going on for the last 14 years.
What does that have to do with
And they're building a bridge before even a brick has gone up in the convention centre.
I'm not
familiar with the project, but I'm assuming that's the plan for the project, to build access to the convention centre before they build the convention centre. But Dermot, it's nothing to do with water.
I know that, but it's just a bit of a rant.
It's loosely connected.
the Cork City Council, that's the way they work. It's just ridiculous.
Cork City Council don't have control over the water systems in Cork City anymore. It's all under Uisce Éireann now, a single entity.
Have you been on to Uisce Éireann, Dermot?
No, but my water's perfect. I just feel sorry for the people up in the north side of Cork.
Oh, okay. Oh, so it's not your water. Sorry, I thought you lived there.
No, I don't.
Mm. Oh, that would, look, there's nothing nice about having brown water coming out of your taps that you can't use. You know, and particularly if it goes on for a long period of time. I'm surprised that's allowed to go on for a long period of time. But that's, well, that's up to the people to make noise, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And if they don't make noise, there's nothing going to be done about it.
Mm. Have they contacted, have you heard it on your local radio station been talked about? Or?
I said it's all over talk radio all the time. And even, what's that chap's name, the TD from the north side?
Ken O'Flynn? No?
Gould? No, he's...
Thomas
Gould from Sinn Féin, okay.
Yeah, he's been on about it for 3 years.
Well, that's
it's
a bit of a...
disgraceful, right?
But no, it is disgraceful if that's going on for 3 years. That's just, that's completely unacceptable. But no one's disagreeing with that to unacceptable. But okay, let me just ask the question before I finish this up. Would you agree with charging, if the water was decent quality, would you agree with charging for charging people for wasting it?
I would, yeah.
Okay,
if
fair enough.
If you're out. Wasting water. I mean, mm-hmm. families need certain water per day.
Yeah, that's true.
But if you're going out and, you know, you're
taking the piss,
you're on a golf course or whatever, taking the piss and washing your car and all this crap. You know, it's ridiculous, like. But
you don't need much. By the way, you don't need much water to wash a car. Actually, people overuse the water to wash the car. But anyway. Anyway, listen, I have to wrap it up. John, Catherine, Dermot, and Billy, thank you very much indeed. And I appreciate you all staying there with me.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.